Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. We're joined by the new head coach of Belmont Clemmy Baseball, Corey Yoder, as the Broncos are off and running here to begin this season. And for you, Coach, taking on this new role, part of the decision-making and your excitement taking it on.
Yes, Josh, it was a great job to take. Belmont's got a good young nucleus coming up. We got a bunch of good freshmen starting. A lot of kids getting a lot of good experience here, and being assistant coach at GHV the last 3 years has helped me a lot, and I'm ready for this role.
Getting a chance to build those relationships with this young core for the Broncos, having been an assistant, how that's helped you transition into the head coaching role.
Yeah, it's helped a lot, Josh. Being an assistant coach in wrestling and track and baseball as well, it's helped me tremendously. The kids I've worked with this year coming in, I've been with the last 3 years in junior high track, and they know me well, and they asked me to step in this role, apply for the job, and luckily I got it, and I'm doing a great job trying to get these kids ready to go each and every game.
What the preseason and the early games for you this season have looked like you start to build an identity for this team?
Yeah, we had a tough opener. Of course, we played the defending conference champs and Bishop Garrigan, who's got a great squad. And, of course, we had to open up with a doubleheader against them on Tuesday night, the day after Memorial Day, and it was a rainy, wet night. We didn't even know we were going to play. We got both games in. We lost a tough game the first game, 9-0, but it was only 3-0, Josh, going into the bottom of the sixth inning where we kind of lost some ground there. They got a couple hit batters and gave them a couple walks, and that kind of drove the score 9-0. We had bases loaded, Josh, three times in that game and weren't able to put anything across. Our pitcher, Davey Presley, just a sophomore, did a great job. He's been pitching since his eighth grade season. He did a fantastic job holding the Garrigan batters in order. Just one of those innings, Josh, we just gave up six runs and just wasn't enough to overcome their pitching because they have great pitching. In game two, it was almost the same way, Josh, exactly the same thing that happened. We started Carver Buchanan in that game, just a freshman. It was a close game till middle of the innings again where they got seven runs, and we had to throw some younger pitchers in there too where they end up getting us in six innings, 10-0. But we played great. We just did not hit the ball very good in either game, and that's going to happen early in the season. It was, like I said, it was wet, rainy, and it wasn't a good conditions to play baseball.
Here in the early season, how your pitching staff has really started to come together as certain weeks you'll have back-to-back-to-back game days and will need a lot of arms to work with.
Yeah, we have a good nucleus of pitching, Josh, but we're just really, really young. And that, like I said, our main starter is Davey Presley. He's done a great job the last 3 years. Brody Hefter, who plays great basketball and football for Belmont Clemmy. His cousin Colin Kelly stepped in really good. We have Cash Young, who's just a sophomore, pitched really well last night in our loss against Lake Mills. We have Carver Buchanan, who's just a freshman, that's pitched really well. That's going to be our nucleus of our staff right there. We'll also throw in Ryder Ganson, who's a senior. Will Hayes is a senior, will be put in there as well. And also Zach Hansen, the junior, who actually pitched last night. We just got to give him more time in the bullpen. But our pitching staff is pretty good. We just got to continue to work on getting strikes, and that's our struggle right now. We're just having a hard time getting the ball over the plate.
Who you hope is going to step up at the plate for this team to drive in runs for you this year?
Right now, we're doing real good. Brody Hefter's leading the way right now, and also Will Hayes. Brody Hefter, just a sophomore. Will Hayes, a senior, doing a great job. Right now, in their first three games, they've done a fantastic job. Colin Kelly's done a great job. Brayden Doherty, our leadoff's been excellent right now in the leadoff spot. And Carver Buchanan, just a freshman, he's finding his stride. He's waiting for that great hit, the perfect hit to get going. We kind of broke loose last night. It took us a while to get going, Josh, but we finally got going last night in the third inning, and hopefully that'll take off with our game against Eagle Grove tomorrow night.
For you in this first year as the head coach, for those outside the program, how would you describe this baseball program to be in a sentence or two? What would the mission statement or the driving message for this team be?
Yeah, they're an up-and-coming team, Josh. The parents and fans have just got to be patient with these young kids. They're young, haven't had much experience. All these kids should be playing JV, but they've been thrown into varsity action, you know, in their eighth grade season. They just got to be patient. Everything's going to come along. They're young. They're going to make mistakes. We just got to keep working on our hitting and pitching, and things will come along great, I think. It just got to be – the kids just got to be confident. And we talked about it last night, Josh. Our body language wasn't good at when things went wrong. We fell behind Lake Mills last night 14-0 in the midway through the third inning, but I was proud of our kids. They battled back and got to within 14-9 going into the top of the sixth inning. So our kids never quit, which I'm super proud of them. But we just got a lot of things to work on, and our confidence is our big thing. We got to learn to start the game and finish at the same time.
Looking ahead to some of your big matchups, a really cool opportunity here in the early season. On Monday, you'll play at the home of the Iowa Cubs, Principal Park. The excitement you've heard from your student-athletes and your own excitement getting to play in a big park like that.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. I know our kids are really looking forward to it. The Gunner Hayfield's coach, Ken Cross, is a great guy. He's a good friend of mine who I coached under the last couple of years at GHV. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough game. Gunner, Ken will have those kids ready to play. They're in almost the same boat as us. They're really young, too. They have Lucas Krall, who is the state runner-up and a third-place finisher for their wrestling team. Is a really good pitcher. His brother, Caden Krall, behind the plate. And they have Brighton Krause, who's a good shortstop in their pitcher, too. This will be a very tough game, but we're going to be ready to go. Our kids are excited. The only bad thing we're going to be missing, I don't know if we'll have our normal first baseman or another pitcher in Colin Kelly, who's out with bronchitis, which he got from Monday night's game in the wet and rain. So we're hoping to have him back, but I count on that as of now. But we'll be ready to go. I promise you that. It's going to be a fun atmosphere for the Belmont Clemmy Broncos come Monday.
Your brief thoughts on, as that kicks off a four-game week for your team, your brief thoughts on your three matchups following North Union, Nashua Plainfield, and North Iowa.
I know the North Union and North Iowa games are games that we can win. I know we have a shot at both of them, but we just got to play ball. I don't know much about Nashua. I didn't see them when I coached at GHV, but we'll be ready. The kids know, I already told them yesterday after we lost Lake Mills, we got to have those two games coming up against conference games against Nashua and North Union. And I think we have a shot at Nashua from what the kids said, but I know they'll be ready to go. We'll go playing at the new complex in Plainfield, which is brand new for Nashua. So it should be an interesting week, a tough week, especially if we don't have Colin pitching, Josh. We'll see what happens. Hopefully our young kids are going to have to step up again.
Your brief thoughts on balancing game day and prep days, trying to keep your student-athletes as close to 100% as possible as you have four game weeks coming up.
Yeah, actually, Belmont's still in school. It's not out of school yet, so we have that routine in place. We'll have a tough practice today. We'll get ready for Eagle Grove tomorrow night, and we'll be ready to go on Monday for GHV, but we got to get past Eagle first and worry about that. One game at a time has been always my dad's motto, one game at a time. So we'll figure it out. The kids are just going to have to step up, Josh. That's all it comes down to. They're going to have to step up to the plate and take care of us. And that's why I told our kids last night, you know, you got to take care of our pitchers. If there's a play to be made, you have to make the play. You cannot put our pitchers in harm's way, and our pitchers got to take care of our infield by throwing care of them. So we'll be ready to go this week. The kids should be fresh. We have tonight off, and we're ready to go tomorrow, sir.
Final thoughts, Coach, as the Broncos off and running right out of Memorial Day and busy weeks ahead for this team here in year number one for you.
Yep. It's going to be a long stretch here these next couple weeks because I know they packed this whole season into almost like a month and a week. But it's going to test our kids. That's the main thing I'm looking for, Josh. I want to see what the kids are made of. See if they can handle this long stretch. It's going to be tough. Our conference is very tough from top to bottom. Of course, Bishop Garrigan and Forest City are the cream of the crop on top. But GHV is always going to be there, and everybody else is right there in the middle of the pack. So I'll have my kids ready to go. I have a great assistant coach in Evan Pearsall. He does a great job. Played college baseball at Cornell. So we'll be ready to go, Josh. I promise you that. Our kids will be ready.
Well, best of luck as you take on the games ahead and as you settle into to the head coaching role with Belmont Clemmy. Keep up the great work over there developing these student-athletes.
Thanks, Josh, for all your coverage. I greatly appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the new head coach of Belmont Clemmy Baseball, Corey Yoder, for joining us here on Radio On The Go.